What's it going to take to get the unemployment rate down?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The nation's unemployment rate remained at 9.6% in October. That's despite this morning's Labor Department report that showed the U.S. economy added 151,000 jobs for the month, thanks largely in part to private sector job growth. Marketplace's Scott Tong is with us live from Washington with a breakdown of the numbers. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
What have we seen out of the private side of the economy?
Well, that's the whole story as far as today's jobs number. In fact, private employers in October created 159,000 jobs. So if you do a little math, that means the public sector has actually lost a few jobs. Now, the growth in the jobs was double what a lot of the economists expected. So where are these gains? Mining, temporary workers, healthcare, and construction. Those are some of the big areas. And this morning, the president provided a modest reaction to this news.
An encouraging jobs report doesn't make a difference if you're still one of the millions of people who are looking for work. And I won't be satisfied until everybody who is looking for a job can find one.
And that was the president this morning. So that's the thing. We still have a lot of Americans looking for jobs, yes?
Well, the unemployment rate, as you said, remains at 9.6%. Now, it might be a little confusing, but the rate and the payroll number come from two different surveys. What we do know is about 15 million Americans are still looking for a job, and about 6 million of them have been looking for a long time, more than 6 months. And the longer you look, the harder it tends to be to find a job. Economists say to cut into the jobless rate, we need to create more than 100,000 jobs every month just to keep up with population growth. Now, also this morning, the man expected to become the Speaker of the House, Republican John Boehner, commented on the news. He says that unemployment remains stubbornly high. And his way to fix it, in his words, is to stop the looming tax hikes. And what he's referring to is the Bush-era tax cuts for every American that are going to expire at the end of the year unless Congress renews them.
Will that happen, Scott?
Well, yesterday, the White House spokesman indicated the administration may be willing to deal, suggesting we may have an extension of all the tax cuts for all Americans temporarily.
All right. Marketplace's Scott Tong reporting live from Washington. Scott, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's see how markets are responding to this morning's jobs report. Well, we're mixed right now. The S&P up about 0.2%. The NASDAQ pretty much flat, down a couple of points. And the Dow is off 17 points at 11,417. European shares ended the day higher pretty much across the board in Europe. And Asian shares were higher today as well. As we talked about with Scott just a moment ago, President Obama is sounding a little more conciliatory about Bush-era tax cuts. Meanwhile, the president travels to India today on a three-day economic mission to talk about jobs. From New Delhi, Raymond Thibodeau reports.
President Obama is set to arrive in India's commercial capital, Mumbai, with a huge entourage of leaders from American corporations, including GE and Boeing. Their mission? To pry open India's markets to more U.S. businesses in defense, banking, retail, and agriculture, and in the process, create more jobs back home. The president's hoping to avoid the O word, outsourcing. It's a hot-button issue here after Obama pushed to end tax breaks to companies that ship American jobs overseas. Indians also bristled when the U.S. nearly doubled the fees for visas that allow thousands of Indians to work in the U.S. Indian Foreign Secretary Narpamu Rao points out that the flow of jobs goes both ways.
Thousands of jobs have been created by our acquisitions in the United States. That is something we would like to convey to President Obama and his delegation.
Still, analysts say that might not be enough to convince the more than 13 million American workers without jobs that opening up U.S. trade with India might help the U.S. economic recovery. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Today, a Qantas Airlines Boeing 747 landed safely in Singapore after problems with one of its engines. That's just a day after the airline claimed faulty design caused one of the engines on an Airbus A380 to blow out in midair. Both planes, the 747 and the A380, have engines made by British manufacturer Rolls-Royce.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. By Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at AllyBank.com. and by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies.
Major League Soccer playoffs continue this weekend. The LA Galaxy faces the Seattle Sounders on Sunday. A couple years ago, the Sounders weren't even in the league. Now they outsell all MLS clubs in ticket sales. Reporter Josh Plattis looks at the secret to their success.
Here at Quest Field, where the Sounders play, the place has the feel of a World Cup soccer final. Every seat is sold out, and the cheering is deafening. What is it about the Sounders? Their championship coach? The talented foreign players? That certainly shows up in their level of play. But maybe the team's financial success has more to do with the Sounders' owners, giving fans the power to make some team decisions. Fans can join the Sounders Team Membership Association and periodically vote on whether team management stays or goes. Trip Mickle is with Sports Business Journal.
You're literally an owner of this team. You have a say in how it's run. That's unusual in professional sports.
Sounders GM Adrian Hanauer is one of the managers that can be voted out, but he supports the arrangement.
It all is part of sort of a bigger plan, which is to make sure that our fans are engaged and that they're part of the process.
Since it debuted 16 years ago, Major League Soccer has had a hard go of it. Many teams are struggling to make a profit, but the Sounders typically double the league's average attendance and sell more merchandise than any other team. In Seattle, I'm Josh Plattis for Marketplace.
And finally, it's a big sports weekend at Horse Racing Palace Churchill Downs in Louisville. The Wall Street Journal did a little research on how profitable horses of certain names have been at the Breeders' Cup since the year 2000. Horses that averaged the most money were named after historical or fictional characters like Thor's Echo and Tin Man. The favorite to win this weekend's race is Zenyatta, named after the 1980 Police album Zenyatta Mondatta. That name was on the list's music and dance category. It didn't even place or show. It finished fifth in average money. Happy Friday in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The Haitian novelist Edwige Danticat has a new book out. It's a memoir this time about arts in the middle of horrible tragedy.
Some of it is born perhaps out of struggle, but out of spirituality and a great sense of strength and resilience.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the expatriate artist at work next time on Marketplace. We'll have the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.